The compound of Alice Laquena and the 46 followers who live with her in Dadaab is a little less dusty and makeshift compared to the usual homes that dot this refugee camp in northeastern Kenya. The self-proclaimed spiritual leader of the Holy Spirit movement inhabits one of three brightly painted houses, complete with metal roofing. The houses that surround her compound are makeshift mud constructions, packed with more than 140,000 refugees. The spiritual leader is resolute in her spiritual mission.
I'm Alice Laquena of the Prophet of Uganda. In January 1985, I received the spirit. In 1986, it was the government who came there. I was not at home. They were asking for me. They regarded all young girl and young boy of my age. They took and went and slaughtered them in Gulu.
In the 1980s, Alice Laquena, whose name means messenger in the Acholi language of northern Uganda, started her Holy Spirit movement in the Acholi territory of northern Uganda, where warfare and political killings have ravaged society for nearly two decades. Analysts believe that the movement had its roots in dissatisfaction among the northern Acholi people, who were favored by the colonial British and subsequent regimes, but lost influence after Yoweri Museveni, a southerner, became president in 1986. Alice claims to bring messages from the spiritual world, advising people, even though unarmed, to oppose the government intervention in Acholi territory. She began a quasi-religious style of warfare, instructing soldiers to rub their chests with nut oil to immunize themselves against bullets, and sing Christian hymns as they marched into battle. Her forces scored some early victories and reached the Bugembe forests just 80 kilometers from Kampala, before they were crushed by President Museveni's National Resistance Army. In 1987, after the defeat, Alice fled to Kenya, where she remains today. Though her forces were vanquished, grievances in the region remained and was tapped by Joseph Kony. Like her, Kony claimed spiritual powers. He said to be in contact with a spirit general staff, including a Chinese ghost who commanded an imaginary jeep battalion. At first, he enjoyed some popular support, but under him, the rebellion has increasingly lost contact with its original ethnic power base. As the support for the rebels has waned among the Acholis, many civilians in the north have joined self-defense militias, originally armed only with bows and arrows to protect their villages from attack. The rebels reacted with fury to the establishment of these militias, regarding their members as collaborators, who are punished with savage mutilation or death. Kony has come to believe that only children are fitting recruits because their souls are purer than those of the Acholi adults who have betrayed him. The strain between Kony and Alice Laquena was apparent in the recent interview with VOA.
I kill people for your own interest. Mm-hmm. What for? It's that when I'm not there, I cannot speak about it. When we were here in Kenya. That one, I don't know anything about it. My work is to treat people and heal. These two groups are the same. Even the government group have abducted so many children. These people are in problems, both sides.
Alice vows to return to Uganda, but with one small caveat. She says President Yoweri Museveni must repay her after his government looted 3,000 cattle in her hometown.
We are discussing. I like to go back home. I asked him to pay my cattle. Yes. And he must pay me. If he don't, we fight. Because that is my home property. We are going to fight for the war. The Holy Spirit movement is not dead. It's alive. And we just don't go to surrender to anybody. No, I have no time for that. To surrender to Museveni, never will I. If he come here for negotiation, we discuss.
If all goes well in the current peace negotiations between the Ugandan government and the LRA, Alice says she will go home and work towards peace and unity in her country. Nikonyeki, for VOA News, Dadaab.